views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Thursday, November 11, 2014, number 103 since being in the YNTS studio. Currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. 24/7 soon on iTunes, Podomatic, and Spreaker. More info, www.yoandrewnts.com. Tweet us at AndrewTweetGeo. Email yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Please spell it right. And, of course, you can facebook.com/yoandrewnts. Make sure to like us on Facebook. Taylor Swift, she broke up with someone. And you want to know who? I'm not telling you yet. I'm not telling you just yet. Welcome back. It's hour two of the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Thanks for being with me. If some of you were bored out by the politics, I promise you it is now over. It is now done with. I have put my political sides for another time. We probably won't be speaking about politics for a while. But of course, politics come now and then. It comes with the package when you listen to the program. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. My father spectating. As always, Teddy Giordano. I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. You've seen me mention Taylor Swift a lot, right? And I've been mentioning already, who did Taylor Swift break up with? And some of you are like, well, Andrew, she hasn't really been dating anyone. So I don't know what you're talking about. Last time I heard, you've been living under a rock, not me. Okay. Okay, whatever you say. Taylor Swift did not break up with someone physically. She broke up with someone, well, digitally. And that was Spotify. It was about 8 days ago when Taylor Swift came out and said, well, guess what? I'm leaving Spotify, and I'm taking everything with me. So if you're a Spotify subscriber, you probably type in Taylor Swift, and you don't see many by her, because Taylor Swift decided to leave Spotify, leave the digital distributor. But before we get into the story, and I think the story's really interesting, and that's why I'm speaking about this hour. And by the way, happy Veterans Day to all, and I'd like to say thank you to all our armed veterans who are serving right now and those who have served. Again, if it wasn't for you, this program would not be on as we speak. And by the way, Sound Clip of Wisdom is all about you, so we want you to stick by the dials because we got a tribute for you, brought to you by the History Channel. What is Spotify? Let's get that out there because I promise you, before June, my mom didn't know what Spotify was. Now, she can't stop touching and listening to it, and I don't blame her. It's a great service. Spotify has many different contracts with different music labels. And what they do is they take the clients, the artists, within the label, they place them into the software, they distribute their music to subscribers who are with Spotify. And you can do it in two different ways. You can do a free subscription, yet ads will be played, or you can do a paid subscription for $9.99. No tax, unless your state looks at it differently. $9.99. Spotify was bought by Facebook. Spotify has over 10 million subscribers worldwide. Spotify came from Sweden, was not founded in the United States. Spotify is not illegal. Some of you might think it is. Wait a minute, you're telling me that I can go on to a program, play any song I want for free? And yes, you can. And it's legal. Because what it does is the advertisements they play for free subscribers, or the $9.99 you pay out of your pocket or out of your bank each month, a certain amount of money goes to the artist, called royalties, called fees. You pay them to allow you to play their copyrighted document, in another case their song, and distribute it out to someone. It's become a new way of sharing music, buying music, and listening to music. You don't have to go out to the stores anymore and buy a physical CD. You don't have to get the big vinyl. Yep, sorry guys, put the records back into the box. You're not going to be listening to them anymore. Even though to this day I still don't know how to even use one. I'm not lying. There are some things I'm capable of doing at 24. But the whole, you take your vinyl and you try to find the matching line and it starts spinning. I don't know. No idea how to use one. But yet I have seen the via USB. Like that I can do. I can take a vinyl and digitalize it in my studio, but I don't know how I'll be able to find the song. That's a lesson that maybe I can bring on the program, someone can teach me. So Spotify has created a brand new way of sharing music legally. Because what you're doing is you're purchasing or you are using their free subscription and you're able to play that music. Now, or you're able to play the music. You can access this from anywhere if you are a paid subscriber. We've seen iTunes, their sales declining. We've seen Pandora, the number one radio streaming service, starting to get hit a bit. Because what you're doing is you're able to now listen to any song you want, however you want. You're also able to download the music within the Spotify app. So you download it for offline purposes. If you're not around an internet connection or a network connection, you're able to listen to the music. And when you download that song, one full sum would go to the artist. One full royalty fee will go to the artist. So let's look at it this way. Wisetails, now let's look at it this way. Is this killing music? Or is this helping music? Well, is that killing music? Everyone loves music. Let's change the question around. Is it hurting the industry or helping the industry? I like that question better. Well, that's what Taylor Swift has been saying. Taylor Swift decided to break up with Spotify. She said, you know what's hurting the industry? It's hurting me. It's hurting my fans. And she came out and she said this last week in an interview with Yahoo, reported by the New York Times and many other outlets. And she said, calling Spotify and other streaming outlets like it a grand experiment. She also mentioned, I'm not willing to contribute my life's work to an experiment that unfairly compensates the writers, producers, artists, and creators of this music. Well, Taylor Swift's going on, and she is saying, well, Spotify's an experiment. It is. It's a new way to play, a new way to buy, a new way to listen to music. It is. You're now taking a song from a server and playing it without storing it. So you don't physically have the song in your hand anymore. You're now playing it from somewhere else and it's coming from, and you're taking the song from somewhere else and you are playing it out of a software where the song is coming from. That's what it is. That's what streaming music is. Taking information without storing it. Taylor Swift believes, well, I don't believe this experiment. I don't believe it's helping me, helping my writers, or my artists. And I'm out. In other words, Taylor Swift's not making, she doesn't believe she's going to make enough money. That's what it comes down to. Again, we're bringing money in again. Yeah, I'm not making enough money. Spotify, right, the legal service, they're not legal. Daniel Ek, Spotify's chief executive and co-founder, well, he's a little pissed off You know what? He's really pissed off. And this is what he had to say back to Taylor Swift in a blog post that he posted today, actually. He says, all the talk swirling around lately about how Spotify is making money on the backs of artists upsets me big time. Our whole reason for existence is to help fans find music and help artists connect with fans through a platform that protects them from piracy and pays them for their amazing work. So what is Mr. Eek saying? What is Daniel at Spotify saying to Taylor Swift? Well, he's a little angry that Taylor Swift is not just saying, well, I'm not making enough money from you, but you're kind of taking all the money that we should be earning for our work that you are sharing and using it in your own ways. He's not a fan of that comment. And he believes that he's helping the artists. He's helping fans find new artists. And he's doing it in a way that's easy, and it also protects from piracy. Because guess what? When Napster was introduced in the late 90s, Napster introduced a brand new way to purchase and store music. But they didn't do it through streaming services, gaining content without actually storing it. You were, of course, able to store it. That created viruses. That also created piracy. Because what you were doing is you were taking a song that someone was sharing and no one was getting paid for it. Spotify saw this idea, said we can actually help the artist, help piracy, keep less viruses, and maybe even identity theft out of the wrong hands. So we're going to create a software where we're going to do the same thing, but we're going to get licensing from the labels, pay the royalties back to the artist. That is legal through advertisers or through our subscribers, and they'll be able to access this music from anywhere. And if they decide to stream it through Wi-Fi or through their network, we'll pay him a certain amount each and every time. Taylor Swift's not a big fan, though. 0.006 cent per stream. Taylor Swift believes, well, that's not enough. Spotify said also today Taylor Swift would make $6 million. Some are already saying Taylor Swift's making double. But how many artists actually do that anymore? Well, Taylor Swift is coming out and saying that she is not making enough money. Taylor Swift, Beyonce, who create great marketing schemes for their labels, some artists weren't so lucky. They weren't. Some were not so lucky. Some, by the way, decided that, guess what? Spotify helps. Because guess what? Sales of CDs and downloads were down 14.6%, according to Recording Industry Association of America. At the same time, streaming services like Spotify, Pandora, and YouTube have been growing quickly. For the first half of 2014, they were up nearly 28% in the United States. In an article posted last week on the website of Wired Magazine, singer and songwriter Allo Blast, best known as the voice of Avicii's 2013 hit Wake Me Up, said he supported Mr. Swift's decision to remove her music from Spotify and criticize payouts to songwriters from streaming music services. So while some disagree, some agree. The main question everyone is probably now going to ask is who's right, who's wrong? They're both right. They're both right. Taylor Swift is right. Taylor Swift understands that I am losing money. I am not getting paid enough money. People don't realize that with times changing, I need enough money to pay off my songwriters, pay off my team, pay off the studios where I record my music. While you think Taylor Swift is so rich, Taylor Swift probably isn't as rich as you think. Unless you're a baseball player, all that money is not going to you. If she's making $6 million, she might only be getting half of that. Because she's got bills she has to pay to make this career all dandy and to go on Good Morning America and to shake it off in a beautiful high-definition video. So she's right. Spotify is also right. Spotify is protecting those from viruses. They are preventing people from going to the route of stealing music. They have opened a brand new opportunity for new artists, and they found a way to pay them through single hit songs. So if you and your CD has done so well, you are now able, you, yes, you, are now able to get paid as long as you want. And when you have more followers, you're able to get more and more hits. And that's what Spotify has done. They are both right in the situation. What can they both do? Taylor Swift, if you have a concern about Spotify and streaming services, by you leaving Spotify and going on a traditional route is actually the wrong direction. Because while you got lucky this time, you might not be so lucky next time. Because more and more people are growing up without CDs physically in their hands, without a CD store to go to. Before you know it, no one will be selling CDs anymore. So you have to find another way to make money. And Spotify might be your only place. It's not an experiment anymore. It's now reality. And Taylor Swift, what she should be doing if she wants to be a so-called activist, is going out and fighting for these songwriters and speaking with Spotify and other companies of how much more money do you want? Maybe we should change the system where different artists get paid differently by how many hits they get. These are different ideas that Taylor Swift and many other artists can come out and say. But by walking away and thinking you're helping someone, you might be right now, but you're not going to be in the future. And that's what is going to hurt you, Taylor Swift. You're a smart girl. That's why you're so popular. You're a great singer. That's why you've been around for this long. And we know that you have the potential to change, if you believe Spotify is doing something wrong, a difference, if you want to look at it from what they're paying. The question now is, for my audience, and I already mentioned that my phone lines are gone, they're off, they are down. You could tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo, you could email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com, or you could Facebook me. Like us on Facebook, Yo Andrew News Talk Show. The question is, for my audience, I have right here. How do you listen to your music and why? How are you listening to your music? Are you still doing the traditional CDs? Are you doing the vinyls? Are you even playing the cassettes? Are you stealing music? I promise you, you don't have to say your name. Tell me why. I'll be right back. Call Yo Andrew. That's me right now at 646-564-9929.
Listen to all the interviews off the air at www.yoandrewnts.com/interviews.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info.
I would love to see, you know, bands like Chicago and other artists that's been around for 30, 40 years. I'd love to get their take on this issue of Spotify. Are they underpaying the royalties on these artists? I would love to know. And speaking of Chicago, I mean, this is such an interesting. This is a whole other conversation that we could have. They are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's get that clear. So many people argue with me. They're not. Supposedly one of the lead singers had it out with the head of the Hall of Fame, I think, back in the day. But that's what I heard. I don't know how true that is. That would be a great interview, actually. Like right around when they're having the Hall of Fame nominees. Let's go on to Twitter. See, my friend, the Irish Wolfhound, is tweeting away at me. God, well, listen, he just keeps throwing out a lot of things at me. So I'm going to go through every single one, Irish, just for you. And by the way, listen to the Irish Wolfhound of America every Thursday from 12 to 1. And by going on to his Twitter at 5 points, IWHOA, you'll be able to see when he's live and where you can listen from. So let's go. So he posted a picture. And it says, protect from piracy R, internet pirates rule. Okay. That's an inside joke. Let's move on. He's a fair use for the straw hats. Move on to another tweet he wrote. Taylor Swift doesn't make money. Do you have any idea the money I make on YouTube? I don't know, Irish, how much money you make from YouTube. Let's move on. Oh, okay. He continued the tweet. Nothing. I make videos on YouTube with music for free. You're taking money from me. Well, I mean, how much money? Well, it depends, though. Because if you're using, Irish Wolfhound, if you're using her song on YouTube, if you're using her music, you're using her content that she owns. And if you don't have any permission to use that for free under YouTube policies, and even under law, you have to pay for using it. So, see, you're taking money from me. No. Unless you created a song or you create content and Taylor Swift uses the song or video, you are, that's when you have the right to be paid. But you can't use someone else's content in your work and expect to get paid money. That's not how it works. It sounds fair, but in reality, it's not. But let's move on. I listen to my music with earphones. I do too. That's what we have here on the program. Are your phone lines in a show of celerity with Seamus V's phone lines being down? Well, Seamus V is my college, and you're right. You know what? I think we're on the same page. Well, at least your phone line is just one. I have one phone line that consists of too many that could consist of 10 phone lines, and it can get a little crazy. At Pinky_Pan tweeted us. I don't know, we got some fun ones tonight. What's a CD? Is that like a DVD? Well, it's not. CD plays files. DVD plays picture. Well, CDs play audio. DVDs play picture. Let's move on. Irish Wolfhound tweets us again. He tweeted, they promised us a Death Star. Well, what the hell? Where is it? Another promise they can't keep. I don't know where that could go by. Let's move on. Fair use, right to play. I like that one. You do have the right to play music. You do. Under, you know, as an American, you have the right to. But you also have to be fair. And you have to follow the rules. If you created something and someone is using it, unless you give them permission to borrow it with no cost, or if it doesn't fall under a policy where you have to pay the person to use their content, then you have the right to fair use it. But again, under the current laws and under, you know, copyright laws and those who own, you have the right, you have to pay for when you use it. That's just how it is. And Taylor Swift feels that Spotify is taking a lot of money. That Spotify is not giving Taylor Swift the right to play. And she is not too happy about it. Do I blame her? Do I blame Taylor Swift? Well, I understand. She's mad. We all could be mad. Now, to say the least, I am a Spotify subscriber. I am. $10 a month I pay. I do. And because of the cellular plan I pay for every month also, I'm able to click on the music I enjoy and be able to give my artist. Now, can I email Spotify? Do I believe that 0.6 cents? Yes, you're right. It does look low. If I play Taylor Swift's song 7 times, it gets a buck. Well, not even. Well, yeah. 6, 12, 18, 24. If you do the math, I got to play these 10, 12 times to get a dollar. I mean, it depends about how many. When you look at 6 cents, you see that, okay, this doesn't look like it's much. She should be getting a dollar. If you do 6 cents and then you tell how many actually play the song and how popular the artist is, and then you add it up, you're already getting a sum of money. If you end up raising that royalty fee by every click a little bit more, that means subscribers might have to pay more. That means subscribers might have to pay more. That means Spotify might have to pay more. That means Spotify might struggle to bring out the distribution of music for many artists who supports them. So like I said in the first segment, Taylor Swift and Spotify need to come together and discuss, well, if you don't like how we're doing it, here's our math. What's your math? What do you want from us? This is not an experiment. This is reality. This is the future. CD sales have gone down every year. iTunes, as for the first time, we've seen a decline. People want music in this form. What can you do to bring you back and to help artists? What do you feel is right? And that's it. It's that simple. Now, again, I pay $10 a month. Am I responsible for how much money goes on? I am not. I'm a subscriber. I follow the Spotify policies and rules to the best of my ability. I access Spotify from my studio here on my MacBook, on my iPhone, also right in front of me, and my iPad. We all have Spotify. In my mother's iPhone and Kindle, we all got Spotify. We love it. It plays in the house, plays at the pool, plays in the car, plays on the way to work, plays all the way back home. I don't have any responsibility. I can email Spotify. I could email Taylor Swift, say this is what I believe is right. But by the end of the day, it's Spotify's choice. And it's Taylor Swift's choice to how she wants to go about it. And she decided that she's trying to mark a point. It might work now, but it might not work later. I say might because you never know. Taylor Swift might actually open up a brand new door to how we see music being distributed in 2014. And Spotify also needs to look at it also. I really like this story because I've had friends who came up to me and told me, oh, you have Spotify? Well, you know that you're not giving up to the artist. You're screwing the artist. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. I mean, it depends how you look at it. Depends how much. It depends what artist I'm listening to. It depends how many times I'm playing the song itself. So, like, that comment can be very cliche. Because when you see 0.6 cents, well, there's a lot more to it. A lot more to it. And I'm not responsible. I am legally paying under Spotify's policy. Spotify is a legal service, and they are paying the rightful royalties that they and the label they signed with agreed upon. So I am not wrong for what I'm doing. I am helping the artists I enjoy. Today I listened to All Time Low. Today I listened to Bone for Soup. Today I listened to We the Kings. I listened to Pierce the Veil. I listened to Michael Bublé a few days back. These are artists I enjoy. I listened to who else? I can name on top of my head. Fall Out Boy. You know, I listen to these guys. I give them. This is what I do. I was never. Now, and you know, my parents can tell you this, my brother can tell you this. I was never a huge album purchaser. I was never that guy to run and get the newest CD. I wasn't. You know, I mean, I was one of those people where I would share with my brother or I would find other forms to do it. That wasn't right. And when I saw Spotify become introduced, I loved the idea. I'm able to support my artist. I'm able to listen to how much music as I want that I enjoy and use it on any device that I have, that I use, and I'm able to give my fair share each month. And I don't have to go out and purchase a CD and it stocks up and it gets lost and it breaks and it skips and then your mom steps on it and everything goes crazy. So I'm glad that that's now over with. And I'm glad that we are able to have this conversation. One last tweet from the Irish Wolfhound. Thanks for the plug, Yo Andrew. But rules are for fools. You know, I like that. You know, there was another funny line that I read right before the program. It was, stay calm and shovel on. That was the best. And hopefully someone can make a shirt. Because of the snow that's probably going to be coming here on the East Coast, stay calm and shovel on. You know, the popular meme, the popular stay calm. I thought that was funny. I like that too. Rules are for fools. Well, they could be. They could be to a certain extent. But we don't want to go into that conversation. But again, you know, the Facebook and the and my Twitter, they're all still open for you. And you're able to come and join the conversation if you like. I really want to see where this goes. I really don't want to see Taylor Swift or Spotify end up in a few weeks. Spotify goes their own ways. Taylor Swift goes their own ways. I don't want to see that. I don't. I want to see a conclusion. That's what I want to see. I want to see a settlement between Spotify and Taylor Swift. I want to see, did Taylor Swift make a difference in the music industry or in the current music industry that is being played? I want to see Spotify reach out to Taylor Swift and say, come to the office of Spotify, let's start talking. You know, I really don't think this should be a debate. I think they're both right in their arguments. And I believe that they both come together, they could really create a better future for the industry and for copyrighted music and for artists who want their music protected. I really do. And I think we're going to see that. We will. Sound Club of Wisdom up next. Happy Veterans Day. Be right back.
Listen to all the interviews off the air at www.yoandrewnts.com/interviews.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrew.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at AndrewTweetGeo?
It's amazing how the world has changed in just several years, especially how we try to figure out who someone is. I know how it is. I'm a radio host, an entrepreneur, and my goal every day is to inform people, but also tell them a little bit about me. Before they go on this program, or before they even listen, the first place they want to go to is your website. And that's why we have www.yoandrewnts.com. We made it so simple to navigate and so easy to look at from your mobile device or from your laptop or tablet. You'll be able to hear who we are, read what we've done the past few years, and even listen to interviews, and you can download it right to your phone or computer and listen anytime you want. That's our gift to you. So what are you waiting for? www.yoandrewnts.com is active from about anywhere, and you're able to view, listen, and be a part of the program today.
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
24 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Come on at ya!
Welcome back to the program, Sound Clip of Wisdom. You know what the Sound Clip of Wisdom is. But before we get to the Sound Clip of Wisdom, I know that at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Fox News, we're going to see former Navy SEAL Robert O'Neill, his exclusive interview with Fox News, speaking about how he was the one who shot Osama bin Laden during the night, May 1st, the night. Where the United States, the Navy SEAL team, came in, found Osama bin Laden, and fatally shot him. I know everyone's going to be watching that on Veterans Night. But before you go in there and before you watch it, you should always know, what is Veterans Day? And Veterans Day wasn't always about the veterans itself. Veterans Day wasn't even called Veterans Day, nor it wasn't always on the 11th either. Sound Clip of Wisdom is a sound clip we play at the end of every program, and you'll be able to speak about the Sound Clip of Wisdom with about anybody, friends, families, your pet dogs, or even your car, if you have a name for it. Well, Yono Java, I mentioned my car's name many times during the month of June. And now, the Sound Clip of Wisdom has become more of a off-air segment, where you're now able to hear, where you're able to take the segment with you and speak about it. So it's kind of, you know, Yoandrew Talk Show doesn't end on the second hour. It now goes all throughout the week. This Sound Clip of Wisdom tonight for Veterans Day, it's called History of the Holidays, History of Veterans Day. And this was by the History Channel. And they on YouTube posted a 3.5-minute video of the history of Veterans Day back in 2010. I want to play this for you. I want you to learn with me the history of Veterans Day. One thing I got out of it, you'll hear it next. Here it is, Sound Clip of Wisdom.
Soldiers from wars both old and new march down city streets. Flags hang from homes, businesses, even car antennas. Ceremonies remember those who dutifully served their nation. It's Veterans Day, or Remembrance Day, as it's known in much of the world. A time to honor members of the armed forces. And it all began in a railroad car with a document to end the war, to end all wars. World War I, also known as the Great War, shocked the global community with its unprecedented toll in human life. Untold millions were killed. Germany was running low on manpower and supplies, so they agreed to sign an armistice, or truce, in the French commander Ferdinand Foch's private rail car. On the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, all was quiet on the Western Front. The fighting had ended. Exactly 1 year later, President Woodrow Wilson decreed that Americans should observe a moment of silence at 11 a.m. to remember the armistice and to embrace the peace. Other Allied nations commemorated the peaceful anniversary as well. In England and Canada, citizens wore paper poppies. Poppies had become a symbol of the armistice. The poem Flanders Field described a one-time battlefield. In Flanders Field, the poppies blow between the crosses row on row. In America, the nation's first unknown soldier was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery on Armistice Day, 1921. He was a casualty of the Great War. Since that first memorial, other unknown soldiers from America's wars have been interred in the tomb. And it's become tradition for the president or one of his representatives to lay a wreath on the monument every November 11th. A resolution was passed in 1926 inviting all Americans to remember Armistice Day and the soldiers who fought so hard for peace. The idea caught on. By 1938, the day was marked with so many ceremonies and parades, Congress made it a legal holiday, giving people the day off work. After World War II and the Korean War, Americans wanted to open up the holiday to include not just World War I veterans, but all who served in combat. In 1954, President Dwight Eisenhower, a World War II vet himself, legally changed the U.S. Armistice Day to Veterans Day, honoring those who served in all American wars. For a brief time, starting in 1971, Congress moved the holiday to the fourth Monday in October, giving Americans a three-day weekend. But most people rejected the idea. The traditional date of November 11th, the anniversary of the Great War's ceasefire, was too historically important to forget. President Ford reversed the law in 1975, returning Veterans Day back to its rightful date. Over the decades, the holiday has changed with the times. Originally, it was a call for world peace. Then, in the U.S., it became a day to remember war veterans. Today, Veterans Day is set aside to honor not just those who served in war, but also those who have served their nation in peace.
I thought this was so interesting. I don't know about you. And I loved how the clip ended. It ended with, the holiday has changed by the times have changed. Went from a time for world peace to remembering a set of men to now remembering those who serve our nation for the past several decades. One question I got about this Sound Clip of Wisdom was, what do you think Veterans Day means? You automatically believe what Veterans Day means, we're able to remember our veterans, but some people might not think that way. Some people might think Veterans Day is about World War I. Some people might think it's about ending all wars. Yes, we remember our soldiers. We remember those who have protected us. Allow myself to be behind this microphone every Tuesday night. Yet, Veterans Day should be about why war should be no more. Why fighting is not the answer. Why putting on the news and seeing another soldier dead should not be news. It should be a tragedy. Why the countries that signed in 1918, almost 96 years ago, why they signed it, we should remember. The problem is we forgot where Veterans Day came from. We celebrate those who served our country, and I thank them for it. Yet we don't remember why and how Veterans Day came to be today. We did. Sadly enough. World peace. How many people you would come up to and you ask them, do you think Veterans Day is about world peace? They might say no, because of the name, or because of a loved one who served. Yet when you really think about it a little bit, what is Veterans Day? About armed soldiers fighting for our country. But what's the conclusion of war? To eventually sign a peace treaty, sign a truce that we will work together and one day bring what? Bring world peace. At the end of the day, you're going to bring what? You're going to bring world peace. That's exactly what it is. We do celebrate to serve. And we celebrate for them to volunteer because many of us, I don't think I have the guts to go out and do it. But we also have to realize that every veteran that goes out there wants to one day create a conclusion. Create a conclusion of, well, this is why I did it. And create the outcome where no one shall fight again. Now, as of right now, we don't have a choice. Someone wants to have a fight with us. We have to sadly go out and fight for our country. And we hope that when we fight, we will show the enemy why what you're doing is not the answer. What you believe in does not help you or the people around you. We need to fight, but we need to always remember that it should be our last fight. There's no reason to start brand new ones, because at the end of the day, you're just going to be back where you started. Why would you want to be there? Why would you want to be in that place again? I hear in this program, thank our veterans, and I do have many who I can come out and thank. And we here in this program have spoken to many who have served in our Army, and I'm very happy that they're able to. I am very happy that I'm able to know those who have gone overseas or have stayed in this country, and of course, I'm going to thank them. Not because I have to, because I want to. And that's the message that we have to take. That we have to bring in ourselves. And we all need to. And that's it. We all need to. And that's it. That's about it. You know, Veterans Day is it's coming to an end, and I got Thanksgiving coming up around the corner. And, oh boy, I'm telling you, I've been eating so much lately that I don't think I can afford to eat Thanksgiving dinner. I don't know. I guess I'll find turkey. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my brother. I want to thank my father. Love you. Thank you. I want to thank Howard Forrest, my phone screener. I want to thank our guest, Ryan Schutte at Independent Voter Network, coming on my phone line and giving us his take on the aftermath of Election Day, and also his piece, Five Things We Missed from the Midterm Election. I want to thank all of our affiliates who allow us to air our program each week and companies who allow us to give it out 24/7. Friends, audience friends, of course, I want to thank you too. And of course you, the audience. You keep coming. You keep listening. 103 times later, and I have to say thank you for that. And of course, we also want to thank the Irish Wolfhound of America for tweeting at us tonight. Many people don't tweet at us, but we are glad that Irish Wolfhound has come through and has given us the tweets, the tweets of the night. Again, I want you to go on www.yoandrewnts.com when you have a chance this week. We're going to be putting up a lot more interviews on our website. You'll be able to check who we are and our plans for 2015 in the next several weeks. We want you to go on it. You can access it from anywhere. You can access it from your mobile phone, your tablet, laptop, desktop, or even your smart TV if you have a browser on it, even PlayStation 3, or your video game console. You can access it from anywhere. It's so great, and guess what? It's been renewed for one more year. So www.yoandrewnts.com is not going anywhere just yet. So we want you to go, and we want you to catch up on the website. It's basic, it's simple, and it gives you everything you need to know. If you have anyone who wants to be on the program, to be a guest, you're able to contact us from www.umgts.com. You can tweet me at Andrew Trigio throughout the whole week. We tweet out articles we read. You can like me on Facebook, Yo Andrew News Talk Show. You can email me personally, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. You're able to do all of this, all here in the program. Unlike other shows, we give you the microphone, and we give it to you all week long. Next Tuesday night, I'll be back again, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time to 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Same place, same area. I know you're all getting ready for the holiday season, and believe me, we are too. We got our gifts ready to go. We know that's ready to go. We got our starting to know where we're going to be for the holidays. That's coming up into effect. So we got that. That's good to know. And so much more. Oh my God, I'm excited. I'm in the shivers. I can't wait to start playing Christmas music here on the program. I love playing Christmas music. It's probably one of my favorite things to do. And we love doing it here on the program. Next week, wherever you're going to be, hope you're listening to me. Don't be left behind. Listen to Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I tried
everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.